Dearly Father, thank you for this day. I just want to thank you for just your love, God. Lord, thank you for that we're able to come here, Lord, and just worship you openly, Lord. I just want to pray that you'll just speak to us, God, and just bless this week, Lord. Bless our families this next year, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and praise the Lord this morning.
Let our praise be a welcome. Let our song be a sign. We are here for you. We are here for you. Let your breath come from heaven. Fill our hearts with your light. We are here. Yes, we are here for you. You, our hearts are open, nothing here is hidden. You are our one desire. You alone are holy, only you are worthy, God, let your fire pour down.
So on the count of three, let's raise up our banners unto the Lord, and let's just say thank you, Jesus. You guys ready? I'm going to get my camera ready. Got to film you guys. Okay, so on the count of three, one, two, three.
We got to do that again, John. We got to do that again.
Let's do that one more time. But on the count of three, we're going to raise our banners. But in your own words, let's just tell God how thankful we are for everything that he's done. Amen? Ready? One, two, three.
We welcome you with praise.
Let's echo that.
We welcome you with praise.
We hear it.
We welcome you.
We welcome you with praise.
Your turn.
We welcome you with praise.
One more time.
We welcome you with praise.
Your turn.
We
welcome you with praise.
Oh,
my God.
God, I'm running for your heart, I'm running for your heart, till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways, I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire, till I am a soul.
Anywhere close to you, the
only reflects His truth. And in my darkest night, You shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. And I'll sing because You are good. And I'll dance because You are good. And I'll shout because You are good. You are good to me. And I'll sing because You are good. Celebrates. You are good. You are good. And in the song of rain, my life celebrates. You are good. You are good. With the cry of praise, my heart will proclaim. You are good. You are good. And in the sun and rain, my life celebrates. You are good. You are good. Sing it, church. And I'll sing because You are good. And I'll dance because You are good. And I'll shout because You are good. You are good to me. Oh, and I'll sing because You are good, and I'll dance because You are good, and I'll shout because You are good. You are good, good to me. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Father, we thank You so much for this time, Lord, that we can come and give thanks. Lord, we recognize giving thanks is so much more different than feeling grateful, Lord. Being grateful is a feeling, and giving thanks is an action. So, Lord, help us do that. Help us walk in that this day and from henceforth. Lord, we ask You that in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Guys, you may go ahead and be seated here.
Each year at Thanksgiving, we begin to hear the jingle of bells as the Santa-suited, bell-ringing Red Kettle Watchers begin their campaign for our spare change. The season has just changed to fall, and for most parts of the country, the time change has occurred. The elevator and department store music has changed to an unending cycle of annoying holiday tunes. The calendar will soon change to the new year. The pace of life changes as the schedule demands so much of our time, and our minds are full with the pressures associated with these changes. It's needless to say that this pressure does not bring out the best in everyone. Let's see how one family deals with holiday changes.
Well, thank you everyone for coming today. I know you all are busy with Christmas coming, but I thought we could put our heads together and see how we want to celebrate this year.
How can you think about celebrating anything so soon since Mom passed away?
I miss Mom as much as you do, but Christmas is coming anyway, and plans have to be made.
Yeah, well, who made you chief elf anyway?
Now, girls, let's take a time out.
Yeah, what would your mother say if she saw you fighting like this?
She'd probably say, well, here we go again.
All right, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Poppy.
Now, let's get on with it, or I'm going to miss watching Judge Judy.
Yeah.
I just want us to have a good Christmas, that's all.
Thank you. Me too.
I thought maybe we would change things up this year and celebrate differently.
Now, why do you want to go and change Christmas? There's nothing wrong with the way we've been doing things for years.
Pop.
If it ain't broke, you don't fix it.
Let's see what she has to say first, okay?
Yeah, all right, don't take all day about it.
Amen to that.
Well, first of all, what if we have it somewhere else this year?
You don't want to have Christmas at home anymore? Why, your mother'd faint if she knew that.
Poppy, that's not what I meant. Of course I love coming home. But with Mom gone, I thought might help everyone cope with her not being with us this year.
It's sure gonna be different this year. Mom brought the true meaning to Christmas and everything she did. The story of Jesus was her favorite one in the Bible. All about his birth. I'm certainly gonna miss going with her to church during the holidays. And I'm gonna miss her cooking too. Do you remember that one time she made her famous Christmas coconut cake? And you and I were running through the house. She was taking it to the table, and you fell down, and she tripped over you. And the biggest part of the cake fell on Poppy's head.
And old Blue started licking it off of him. He laughed so hard it hurt.
That wasn't so funny from my point of view.
Yeah. That poor dog, for 2 days he was sitting under the porch afraid.
I always wondered what made him run whenever I brought over coconut cookies.
Poor old dog.
Anyway, I know that changing traditions stirs good and bad memories, but if we all work together in the spirit of 1 Corinthians 13, you know, love is patient and kind, does not envy or boast, is not arrogant or rude, does not insist on its own way, not irritable or rude, doesn't rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, love never ends, then change can be a good thing. What do you think?
Your mother would love to hear you share that scripture. It was one of her favorites. It meant so much to her to see the promise of Proverbs 22:6 come to pass. Train up a child the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it.
Yeah, I think we take a vote on what each of us likes about how we've been doing things, and just incorporate them into our new traditions.
I like everything the way it is.
Now, you old geezer. Let the girls work things out. You'll still get your belly full of turkey and dressing and all the other goodies.
Yeah, well, all right.
Yay!
Thank you, Poppy. We love you.
You're smothering me here.
Hey, Amy. Want to run around the house for old time's sake?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to get you.
Come on, you old pooch. Want to go over and watch Judge Judy with me?
Yeah, all right.
For today, for breath, for life, we give you thanks. For this church, your children, your bride, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. For creation, the changing seasons, for the falling leaves, we give you thanks. For your Son, his death and resurrection, for your mercy and forgiveness, we give you thanks. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. For the trials, loss, and pain, we give you thanks. For persecution, for insults, for weakness, we give you thanks. Because you have said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So through the hardships and in times of gladness, through the pain and joy of your revealing light, the bearing of our weakness and shame, as you form us, making our mess your message. For that, not just today, but every day, in everything, we give you thanks.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. We are the West Side Children's Ministry Worship Team. And we are going to do a few worship songs for you. So, does anyone in here know the Macarena? Like, it's a really old one, but we're going to be doing that. And in the second song we do, you guys will have an opportunity to hold up the signs that you made. So, is there any chance we could see them right now? All right, so would you guys please stand with us, and we're going to start going.
Yeah!
right. So we want to know what you are thankful for. So on the count of three, can you guys all tell us what you're thankful for? One, two, three. We have a technical difficulty. It'll take like two peeps. Be very short. We're going to play a little game that we play almost every week in children's ministry, and it's called Simon Says. Simon Says, reach as high up as you can. Simon Says, reach all the way that way. Now reach all the way that way. Whoever reached that way's out.
She's a good staller, huh?
All right, and who knows Feel It by Toby Mac? You guys have heard it on like the radio and stuff? That's going to be our next song. It's going to be very fun. And in this song, you guys will have the opportunity to like wave your banners around. All right, and we're waiting for Matt. I don't, Mama, what do I do? Well, hi guys, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving. What we're gonna do is, we're gonna go ahead and read our story, and I'd like any little one who would like to come up and join us for our story that we read every year, if you guys would like to come up and sit with us, we'll go ahead and start reading our story today. Woo. That's really bad. Perhaps you don't know, then perhaps maybe you do. The two smalls of Stiltsville and their story for you. Where people like we, some tiny, some tall, with games and schools and clocks on the wall. They keep an eye on the time, for each evening at 6, they meet in the circle for the purpose of sticks. Tall stilts upon which the stilt billion can strut and be lifted above those down in a rut. The less and the least, the shy and the shyer, the not cools and have nots who want to go higher, but they can't, because in the giving of sticks their names are not called, they never get picked. Is that so sad? They never get picked. They're not the cool ones. Aw, look at this boy. Like only the boys whose pants have a patch, whose legs are too skinny and socks never match. He laughs with a snort, and he sleeps with a drool. Too common in Daw for the game of cool. They decide who is special. Who's in and who's out, who's better, who's best, and declare with a shout.
You're awesome, you're pretty, you're clever or funny. And they give out a prize, not of medals or of money. Not of pink cotton candy or a house someone built, but the oddest of gifts, the gifts of some stilts. Ole wanted those stilts so much he would plea in the midst of the crowd, pick me, please, pick me. See, Ole? One night, to Ole's surprise, they did. You're cool, they declared. Hip, hip, hooray. Come to the front. Today is your day. To join the classy and the sassy and to move up the ladder. They lifted him up, and he knew that he mattered. He looked down from above. He looked down his nose at the common, the plain. Yes, he smirked as he rose. But his smile didn't last. For soon he discovered that birds like to perch, and soon he was covered. Uh-oh. He was covered with pigeons and buzzards and offline things. They plopped on his shoulders and rested their wings while he struggled to walk and maintain some balance. Do I have this skill? Do I have this talent? What do you think's gonna happen? Do you think he's gonna fall? Okay, let's see. Ole reached for the sky with a tilt and a sway. Look out below! He fell straight away into the two smalls, right back where he started, among the stiltless and small, and oh, how it smarted. When the gang of the cool and the jilt, all the jilt, in the jilt of all jilts, didn't offer to help, they just took his stilts. And there Ole sat. He might not have moved. He might have sat there and cried, except for the touch he felt on his side. Look, guys, who do you think that is? Oh, my goodness, wouldn't that be awesome if Jesus just showed up? Oh, let's see. So gentle, so caring that he looked up to see Jesus smile down and say, Ole, come walk with me. Keep your feet on the ground. Refuse to be stilted. Choose low over high. Leave the system tip tilted. Are the shoes cute? You're precious, my Ole. Not too short or too small. I made you remember. You're mine after all. So Ole went home, took the clock off the wall. Enough of the stilts, enough of it all. I may not be much, the smallest of smalls, but since Jesus loves me, I'm the tallest of talls. Isn't that a great story? Wasn't Ole lucky? It was awesome that he got to know Jesus, huh? And isn't that a great thing to be thankful for? That we can just talk to Jesus anytime we want, even if we're feeling sad or lonely or our knees get scraped. We can talk to Jesus anytime we want, can't we? Do you guys want to join us for a worship song? All right, let's ask Tyler if it's ready. Tyler, is it ready? It's not ready. Looks like we're going to have to skip the worship song. Sorry, guys. It was a wave your banner one, too. It was really good. All right, so you guys can go back and sit with your mamas and your daddies, okay? And your families. Thank you guys for being so good. We didn't get to do the last song, sorry. All right. I know.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Laura, you did great. Hold on just a minute. Where's Judette? Is Judette around? Judette, come on up here. You guys, I just wanted to introduce to you our two of our children's directors for the East and West Campus. They work with Fred Felix as well, but please give a hand to those who are so committed to our children. We are so blessed by you guys and what you do for them. And Lori, you did great. It was awesome. I tell you what, it is so good to be here with you guys. Even though we had some technical difficulties in live services happen, right? But you kids that are here, I'm so happy to see you. You are in the big people service. You guys excited about that? I also want us to give it up for the kids that led us in the kids' worship, even though they only did two of their songs instead of three. What a great opportunity we have to be able to minister to children and to bring them to a place where they can make a commitment to Christ. It is such a big part of what we do at Calvary Tucson, and we absolutely love that opportunity. I read of a comic strip that was written on Thanksgiving Day. It was a Peanuts comic strip, and Charlie Brown was bringing out Thanksgiving dinner to Snoopy. When he got out to the doghouse, it was dog food. And Snoopy was like, "You're bringing me dog food on Thanksgiving?" And he was like, "Yes." And Snoopy said, "You know what? I really want a turkey." And he said, "Well, you're getting dog food, and you should be glad that you're a dog and not a turkey. Better to be a dog on Thanksgiving than to be a turkey on Thanksgiving." Well, some of us are thankful to God like that, aren't we? We're like, "Well, you know what? I have dog food, but at least I'm not a turkey. I've got things going on in my life and they're really rough, but at least I don't have this and this and this and this going on in my life." Where really, we want to be able to take time to reflect upon just a few things for just a few minutes, by the way. This is going to be very short, but we want to be able to take time to reflect upon what we really can be thankful for, things that are really true and solid riches in our lives. And so I've picked out three scriptures that I want to share with you today. And the first one is that we can be thankful for mercy. So go ahead and put that up on the screen and we'll read it. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." God is merciful to us. And you know why that's so good? Because we make mistakes, because we blow it. The Bible says God's mercy is new every morning. Mercy is when you do something wrong and God says, "You know what? Because of the blood of my son, because he took those nails in his hands and because he bled and died for you, I am not going to punish you." Parents, with your kids sitting here, let me give you a challenge. Look for an opportunity when your kids do something wrong and you can tell them, "Because I love you, I'm not gonna punish you for this one." You think, "Why would you say that with my kids in here now?" But what a good opportunity for you to really teach your kids about mercy. And then you can explain to them the mercy that Jesus has for us because he took our punishment for us upon the cross. And tell me, guys, when we stand in front of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when we stand in front of him in all of his glory, in all of who he is, and when God says, "I have given my mercy to you, my son. I've given my mercy to you, my daughter." Tell me we are not going to be thankful for that in that moment. We're not going to go, "At least I wasn't a turkey." We're going to go, "Thank you, God, so much for all that you have done in my life." The second thing, scripture that I found, was one for us to be thankful for his righteousness. It says, "I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High." Righteousness is that God will always do the right thing. Do you believe that? You might be in the midst of really tough, really difficult, really hard times right now, but do you know that God is doing the right thing? He will never do the wrong thing in your life. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Theologians speak of God being unchanging, and I'm so glad for that. And I'm so glad that I can trust him, that even when my life takes twists and turns that I don't understand, when life goes in directions that I don't get it, when there are struggles within in my family, when there are struggles within my children, and I say, "Lord, why?" I know God's still doing the right thing. God sees things from a different perspective. You and I see things from an earthly perspective. God sees things from heaven. You and I see things from a temporary perspective. God sees things from eternity. He knows what's really good. You and I are limited in what we can see. And so we might even accuse God. We might even say, "You know what? This happened to me, and you're not good."
but we don't understand how good God is and that God is working all things out for the good, even difficult, even hard times. I'm not saying that he's doing them to you. I'm not even saying that they're all good. I'm saying God uses them for the good because God is righteous and will always do what is right. And we can thank God for doing what is right in our lives. Not thanking God because we're not a turkey, but thanking God because he is right in our lives. I found one more passage, and that is that God is our strength and he is our shield. Let's take a look at that. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song, I will praise him. Isn't it great that we get together on a weekly basis and lift up our voices to him? I remember that Paul and Silas were in prison when they were worshiping God, and an earthquake came, and their chains shook off, and the doors swung open in prison. God is always our strength and our shield. The Bible says that God will not give us more, talking about temptation, that he will not give us more than what you and I can handle. God is our strength. He does block things from coming to us. He helps us to carry our sorrow and grief and whatever it is that we might be struggling with. He is our shield that keeps us from those things that would absolutely devastate us and destroy us. And when we put our hope and our trust in him, when we trust in him for his riches and greatness, we can be thankful, not that we're not a turkey, but we can be thankful that God is our strength and our shield, that God will always do the right thing, and that God, we all need this, we all need double this and triple this, that God is merciful to you and I. Would you stand up with me for a minute? And I would like us to do this. We don't normally do this. I want us to get a little bit Pentecostal today. You guys ready for that? And get a little Pentecostal? What I'm going to ask you guys to do is to thank God on your own. Let me give you an example of how I'm going to do it. I'm going to say, when I'm going to count to three, and then I'm going to say something like this. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I worship you. I thank you for the blessings in my life. I thank you for my family. I thank you for your greatness. You are worthy to be lifted up, exalted, and praised. And I'm going to praise him. But at the same time, in a little bit of chaos, Pentecostally, you're going to do the same thing. You're going to say to the Lord, you can say it quietly under your breath. You can say it loud if you want to. I praise you. I worship you. You are worthy. Whatever it is that God lays on your heart for you to be able to worship him. But God is worthy of worship, and we're going to worship him on this Thanksgiving Day. We're going to do it for about 15 seconds, all right? So in 3, 2, 1. Father, we thank you so much for all that you're doing in our lives. We lift you up. We worship you. We praise you. You are worthy of all praise, and you have blessed us in so many ways. We are so thankful and so blessed, and we praise your name in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah, baby. That's right. That's Calvary Tucson right there. That was Calvary Chapel right there. Don't let some of the other Calvary Chapels know we did that. They might kick us out. I'm only kidding. They wouldn't kick us out for that. You know, it's so good for us to be able to gather together on this day, Thanksgiving, a day that the nation has set aside to be thankful for. And think about this. For all the atheists out there, for all the people that deny that there is a God, the very fact that our nation has a day of thanksgiving means that we are giving thanks to someone. It is a sign that we as a nation still believe that there is a creator who is blessing us and who's working in our lives. I'm going to go home and I'm going to have some turkey and gravy and stuffing. And my wife has made some broccoli and cheese sauce. Something I don't know that I would normally eat, but I'm going to eat an extra plate of it. And I hope that you guys have a great day today. I hope that you are really, really blessed. We're going to have the worship team come back up. Let's have the worship team come back up now. And we're going to worship the Lord one more time before we go. And again, just a thankful heart. God does for us what we don't even understand. Do you believe that God's doing things behind the scenes that you don't even understand, that you don't even get? You know, the Bible says that God's angels are ministers that minister to us. His angels are working in ways that we don't even get it. So I'm handing things back over to Gabe. We're going to have the kids lead us in their final song. We got it up and ready to go. All right, here we go. God bless you guys.
All right, parents, if you want to dance up front with your kids, I'm going to be dancing. I don't vouch for my dancing skills, but I'm going to be doing it. So we'll be down here, and then let's worship the Lord as we end the service.
When I sit back and imagine life without you, I can't fathom how I ever thought I'd make it on my own. And there's at least a million reasons I'm still standing here believing. You're my comfort, you're my healing. This I know.
Yes, I know.
You can't see the wind when it moves the leaves from the bottom to the top of the tallest trees. You are everything I'll ever need, and they can't take that from me.
Life without you, I can't fathom how I ever thought I'd make it on my own. And there's at least a million reasons I'm still standing here believing. You're my comfort, you're my healing. This I know.
You can't see the wind when it moves the leaves from the bottom to the top of the tallest trees. You are everything I'll ever need, and they can't take that from me. That's how I know.
God bless you guys. We'll see you this weekend. Happy Thanksgiving.